Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Yesterday, lawmakers and family members of the late Congresswoman Louise Slaughter gathered at the Rochester's Amtrak station as it was renamed the Louise M. Slaughter Rochester Station. Slaughter helped, by the way, in securing the funds to modernize the station. And a quote from Slaughter, again, who died last year, greets passengers at the newly renamed station. Cool little tip of the cap.
Yeah, that's great. Good news for women who are worried about waiting till age 30 to become moms. It might have a positive effect on your future child's intelligence level. A study just came out that showed 30 to 39-year-old women give birth. Their children normally have a higher IQ. So if you give birth between 30 and 39, it's higher than women who give birth 23 to 29 years old, which is strange, you know?
Yeah, so I wonder why that is. That is kind of strange.
Yeah, but I don't know. So if you're a little self-conscious about like, oh, I'm too old to be a mom, you're not, because your kid's basically going to be Einstein.
Could be genius. All right, no pressure for my child. Can't wait. Yesterday, Apple laid out the details of its new subscription service, Apple News Plus. It's also expected to launch a video service that could compete with Netflix, Amazon, and cable TV itself. The new service costs $10 a month and includes roughly 300 magazines and a handful of major newspapers, including the Wall Street Journal and the Los Angeles Times. Missing from the announcement were other major newspaper publishers who apparently been kind of wary of Apple's terms for this. The company also said it's launching a credit card called Apple Card. We have Apple Pay.
Yeah, we do. And that's all on your phone.
Isn't the point of Apple Pay to eliminate the credit card?
Yeah, I don't really know.
What are they doing? Are they getting involved with magazines? Like, what?
They're like backpedaling.
Hold on a sec. Did they invent a time machine? Is this what's happening?
Probably. Actually, that's probably what happened. Big Sean opened up about his struggles with anxiety and depression on Instagram recently. The rapper took to Instagram on his 31st birthday. He spoke honestly with his fans and explained why he took a one-year hiatus, said, "I wasn't feeling like myself and I couldn't figure out why. I just felt lost and didn't know how I got there." Big Sean scrubbed his entire Instagram of all of his posts except those of him reaching out to fans, basically explaining why he took a hiatus. He got a good therapist and said he is blessed to talk to someone super spiritual. And he's looking for clarity at this time. You know, it's good for him. And it's good to, like, hear celebrities speak out on, you know, mental health.
Absolutely. Again, it helps with normalizing everything.
Yeah, it goes to show, like, these celebrities are just normal people, just like us.
Well, it also goes to show that people with all the money in the world and all the fame in the world also have issues. And it's not, you know, as glamorous as it may seem. Because a lot of the time, you know, if you're looking at their life through what you see on TV or through, you know, Instagram, you know, is a great vehicle for making everyone else feel terrible about themselves.
Right. And like, I just think it's positive that we're using Instagram now to come out with things like this. Because it's hard to compare your life to people who are like, you know, traveling the world and doing all these fun things. Mm-hmm. They only post the good. And it's cool that Big Sean is posting things that aren't as easy to talk about.
Well, we need to use Instagram for that because we've done a lot of damage. Yeah. A lot of damage with it. Up right now at 98pxy.com, Ariana Grande, of course, Big Sean's ex. And there's been some rumors they might be kind of rekindling things. She actually paid tribute to her other ex, Mac Miller, on the 6th anniversary of The Way. Does that make you feel old? It's been 6 years since The Way came out. Yeah. Also, Justin Bieber announcing a hiatus from music to focus on his marriage. And up there as well right now. You ready for this?
What?
Savage or Sensible is coming up next. The poll is up at 98pxy.com.
Corey, why are you doing this to me?
Breezy is in the crosshairs because you're being a savage.
No, I'm not.
Not just you. Anyone who does this. Savage or Sensible, not even trying to talk to your Uber driver.
It's not necessary.
You can jump in now. 222-9800 or the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. Message and data rates may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.